August 16th, Oswald Chambers, my utmost for his highest. Does he know me? He calleth by name, John 10:3. Does he know me when I have sadly misunderstood him? John 20:17. It is possible to know all about doctrine and yet not know Jesus. The soul is in danger when knowledge of doctrine outsteps intimate touch with Jesus. Why was Mary weeping? Doctrine was no more to Mary than the grass under her feet. Any Pharisee could have made a fool of Mary doctrinally, but one thing they could not ridicule out of her was the fact that Jesus had cast 7 demons out of her. Yet his blessings were nothing in comparison to himself. Mary, quote, saw Jesus standing and knew not that it was Jesus. Immediately she heard the voice, she knew she had a past history with the one who spoke. Master, does he know me when I have stubbornly doubted? John 20:27. Have I been doubting something about Jesus? An experience to which others testify, but which I have not had? The other disciples told Thomas that they had seen Jesus, but Thomas doubted. Except I shall see, I will not believe. Thomas needed the personal touch of Jesus. When his touch comes, or how they come, we do not know. But when they do come, they are indescribably precious. My Lord and my God. Does he know me when I have selfishly denied him? John 21:15-17. Peter had denied Jesus Christ with oaths and curses, and yet after the resurrection, Jesus appeared to Peter alone. He restored him in private. When he restored him before the others, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. Have I a personal history with Jesus Christ? The one sign of discipleship is intimate connection with him, a knowledge of Jesus Christ, which nothing can shake. That's the end of Oswald's text for the day. How often we mistake great spiritual knowledge, great biblical understanding, and a great deal of worship and service to God over a period of years for an actual relationship with the living Christ. Relationships are not made of activities. Relationships are made of personal touch and personal caring. Have I really learned intimacy with my God to the extent that when I hear his voice, I know it's him? How many times have I said and have I heard other Christians say, I sure wish I knew the Lord's will. Speak to me, Lord, let me know what to do. And wondered in many situations what God wanted. And yet, if my relationship with God were as close as my relationship with my wife, he could begin a sentence, a statement to me, and I could finish it, and vice versa. Conversation between intimate lovers often happens at a level that is not even verbal and yet complete. There is a unity in the conversation. There's a unity in the thinking that is derived from the intimacy and the constancy of contact. Does he know me, regardless of my circumstance? Absolutely, yes. Do I know him, regardless of my circumstance? That is where most of us miss the mark. We mistake the blessing of God for the removal of troubles from our lives, or the blessing of God for financial and material blessing. And yet the blessing of God is just his presence with us, his absolute affection and desire for us, and that we would return that to him unabashedly, unashamedly, and with absolute abandon.